There it is. The holy grail of Christmas gifts, the Red Ryder 200-shot range model air rifle.
The Red Ryder BB gun was introduced in 1938 to imitate the Winchester rifles of popular Western films, and it soon became an American icon. But the air gun has much deeper roots in American history. Going back to the beginning of the 19th century, Lewis and Clark depended on an Austrian-made repeating air rifle called the Girondoni. The gun famously served as a demonstration piece for their many encounters with Native Americans. The Girondoni was a rare, powerful weapon. The butt of the rifle was a detachable metal cone that could be pumped up to an amazing 800 pounds of pressure per square inch. Compare that to the 35 pounds your tires hold. But to do this, it took 1,500 pumps. The expedition's gun was likely acquired in Philadelphia from a family called the Lukens. They were clockmakers by trade, but also notable air gun enthusiasts. At a time when many struggled with muzzle-loading rifles, the Girondoni was amazingly quiet, smokeless, and rapid-firing. And it was powerful, too, the bullets firing at 1,000 feet per second. What's amazing is how, over the last 200 years, the air rifle's role has changed. It's gone from an awe-inspiring contraption to a leisure item, a toy you'd find stacked on pallets at a superstore. For KMEW, I'm Andrew Bales.